Lesson 7.
Sam, we're already at Lesson 7. It seems like we've moved very quickly. What's the purpose of Lesson 7?
Well, in Lesson 7, we take the word an, add the letter D to it, and we get and. And then, of course, we then take the letter H, the letter L, which is introduced in this lesson, and the letter S, and we put it in front of the and we get hand, land, and sand. The purpose of this lesson is to expand our reading vocabulary, our knowledge of the letters, and how the letters blend.
So we're also focusing on the ending sounds and the beginning sounds, it seems, in this lesson.
Yes.
Okay, let's begin Lesson 7. We're taking the word an. Here in Lesson 7, we've added the letter L. The sound of the letter L is L. Now we're taking the word an that we learned in Lesson 1, and we're going to expand on it with the ending consonants and beginning consonants. Let's read together. And, and. And, hand. L, and, land. S, and, sand. Let's read them together more smoothly once again. And. And, hand. L, and, land. S, and, sand. Now let's read the words on the right-hand side of Lesson 7. And, hand, land, sand. One more time. And, hand, land, sand. Let's read the sentence in the middle of the page. Dan and Dad had land and sand. One more time. Dan and Dad had land and sand. At the bottom of Lesson 7, we're recognizing how familiar the word and is in our English language. Read with me. Dan and Sam. Max and Tad. Tax and wax. Land and sand. Notice that none of these sentences have a punctuation mark because they're not a complete thought. In essence, they're not a complete sentence. Remember that what we're trying to accomplish here in Alpha Phonics is to help you build an understanding of the English language. So be sure to take out your writing tablet, write the words, write the sentences, and be sure to stop the tape and read the sentences on your own. Do that right now. Stop the tape, review Lesson 7, and then move on to Lesson 8.